Blog Talk Radio.
What time is it? 10:17 is what the time is. This is OB Max Zone from 10:17. Chris Squad Mafia. In the building with my homie, Ben Freezy. And that.
No one in the DJ Bad.
Don't hurt him, son.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Power Talk with by OG Mac Drama with Maddie M and Shells. Maddie M.
Hey, Shells, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Just great.
Awesome.
Had a good day. Yeah.
That's great. I'm glad. I actually had a pretty good day, too. So it is Thursday, everybody, and This is Power Talk by OG Mac Drama. It's summer edition, so OG's quote-unquote on vacation. However, he will be a guest with us tonight, and we will be asking him some questions. During the summer, Maddie M and I took over for him, so it's actually Power Talk with Maddie M and Shells. So, on Sideways with Shells and Maddie M, we had two legends that came and visited us, which was West Coast Stone and Cool Boy.
Yeah,
it was a dope show. We're going to have them back another time because I have a lot more questions that you, our audience, had sent me when you saw the flyers. So I will be hopefully getting them back for another interview so we can ask them some questions that people would love to know. I found it very interesting that West Coast Stone couldn't read music and that he does everything by ear. Didn't you find that interesting?
Yeah, I think it's pretty cool. No doubt.
He said he started one instrument one week, the piano, I think it was. And then another one, or no, drums was first, then piano, then something else.
And then piano,
Every week he started something new.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
So, that was pretty cool.
I guess
it
was
like
just
him,
you know?
Yeah,
born with that talent,
His children, and he said his mother had talent, too. That was a pretty interesting show. What I'd like to do real quick is I'm going to go ahead and play a song from West Coast Stone. West Coast Stone produces, and he also does rap himself, hip-hop.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd like to go ahead and play one of the songs that he gave us. It actually went gold, you guys. It just went gold. I think it was his first song to go gold. Is what he was saying.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive.
Last night.
That's awesome.
That's been very impressive. And it's called Watch Me Do the Robot. And we are going to play that real quick and we'll be right back. So West Coast Stone and Cool Boy, Watch Me Do the Robot. Let's get it.
Okay, guys, here we go. What we're about to do right now is a simple popping and locking routine. First, we're going to step. One and two. Boom. So lock the arm. Lock, drop. Lock, drop. Lock, drop. All right? So let's take it from the top.
Stay.
watch me do the robot.
Hey, OG, I did the call for me. Creased up techies with the clean white tee, a cool boy. Pop, lock, I bang. Pump it, drop, master hood, body, my gang, I vibrate. With my chucks untied, low, low, tidy. Morning, man, fly under the do. Why did he with the talk bar, false, more bounce to the out. So rough, so tough, that bad. Give me 5 when I backslide. Come on. Give me 5 when I backslide. Come on. Give me 5 when I backslide. West Coast Stone got us locking on this track ride. Authentic to grit it. For those who can't get with it, I'm in it to win it. King cut to the ground. Boom box on the shoulder. Afro with a black fist pick in it. Pop, pop, pop,
pop, pop, pop.
Your buzzers trying to rock, but then they're pressing your luck against me. The maniac, the lover, killer, new jack, the rapping, if you fuck on me, boy, your ass will collapse. Now, as I attack, with this cat in my hand? The suckers try to rock, but they don't understand, my man. I come to crash the truck, so when I flip you, I back off. Because if you don't, you get bombed on by me. Well, the man who's just selling business. And when I disappear, it's like hocus pocus. Focus on the full, full rap style. And when I'm done with this shit, I'll be on top of the pile. So don't rehearse the curse, because you can do it with boss. If you keep on stepping, you're leaving a hurt. Now, I'm back to burn, so that's a lesson we learned. Cause when I pop lock in, no, I'm not concerned. Cause I'ma pop up a lock again.
Pop locking since do why did he? Watch me get busy. Who is he? Marty McFly, the brain crusher. Dancing on the stage like Usher. I throw them doves in the sky if they feel what I'm speaking. It ain't special ed and I'm not a Puerto Rican, but I'm speaking so that you know. It's a hood body puppet. West Coast pop, numero uno. Right, L.A. locked in the vibe, they got juice. Giving my respect to my man, Big Deuce. John from Compton told me how to win. Made me weak at the knee, but was happy to play. Tut, glide, front to back. Slapping in his West Coast stone ass track. Tut, glide, front to back. Slapping in his West Coast stone ass track.
Great. It was even better today than it was yesterday, man. I don't know. I'm definitely feeling that vibe today.
Yeah. West Coast Stone has some amazing tracks. He's an amazing producer, you know. And that's why I was so shocked when he said he still doesn't read music. I was like, wow, that's all from ear. He can pick up anything and play anything.
Yeah.
So,
no doubt. He's talented.
Yeah, for
no,
sure.
No, he was a good, he's a cool guy, too, you know what I mean? Like, he was just down to earth, and, he was just chill with it. No, man, good things coming to that boy, for sure.
Absolutely. And, let's play one more of his, but I'm going to play the one that he sang, because Cool Boy, Marty McFly, all of them actually sang that song. That was his beat. That was West Coast beat. But I think we should play one of his as well, which is This Ain't What You Want.
Hey, Ed, man, what's going on, brother, man? For sure, man. Hey, look, man, I got a question, man.
Yeah, what's that?
I've been looking for Ed, man. Since he's around town, man. You know what I mean? He been speaking up on my name, man. So instead of him looking for me, I'm looking for him.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, man, I appreciate it, man.
Yeah, I let him
anyway,
know,
man. Blessings to you, man.
Thank you, man.
man. Tell the good family I said hi, man.
Yes, sir. It's
been
good.
And I'll see y'all around later, man.
Yeah, you too, bro.
Peace.
All
right.
Bang.
Bang.
Keeping it shaking, rocking and rolling. I keep my eyes peeled so I know where I'm going. Cause niggas try to blind you with all the hate. It's mandatory that I stay strong, hard in the pain. Cause I ain't worried about whoopty-whooping them at this time. I give everybody respect till they cross that line. My mama always told me that the world be mine. So this ain't what you want.
You don't want these problems.
Now, this ain't what you want. You must find me confused. This ain't what you want. You know. This ain't what you want.
It's all good, I'ma let you know.
Yeah.
This ain't what you want.
What you want
before destruction.
Yeah. This ain't what you want. Hug the block in a old school goldie. Leaning to the side with the hell of a gangster. My circle stay small, got a hell of a chain. I never get an amen if you know what I mean. I'm feeling positivity in my life. Separate yourself from suckers, we only do it right.
Niggas be on that weird shit, so you know it's time to go.
I'm only fucking with the real. Cause half you busters I can't even feed. Don't take my kindness for weakness, cause shit can get ill. It's getting weird out here, but it is what it is. They don't want no problems, they don't want no smoke. Give me the microphone, this nigga, I ain't no joke. Cause I ain't with that bullshit that you pullin'. Nigga, that shit hella gay.
This ain't what you want.
What you want.
This ain't what you want.
Yeah, a P-Funk, baby.
This ain't what you want.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Those boys got some skills, that's for sure. I mean, and what we were talking about yesterday, you know, it's just, like, it was just slightly before my time, you know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
It's kind of cool to have somebody, have people bringing that back, you know what I mean? I think it's cool for a whole new generation to appreciate that kind of sound. I think that's really neat.
And the thing with Wes Costone, though, is, like, he's been doing this for a while, but he's really never changed his style. But in the past 3 months, he's put out 3 albums.
Mm-hmm.
And the last one he put out is called Peanut Butter Jelly, and you all really, really should hear that. Because he's worked with everybody, you know, and it's like I asked him last night, I was wondering, you know, all those years, because I followed him but when he was underground, like starting out, you know, and I remember when he went from just producing to actually doing the music itself. And making his videos and everything like that. And I asked him, I said, you know, what made you change? What made you switch gears? Because obviously, you know, being someone that's watched him through his career.
That's kind of cool. That's kind of cool because, sorry to interrupt, Shells, but I think that was pretty cool of you to actually, because you – see, here was the first time I heard his music, honestly, and I'm a fan after that show, no doubt. I'm going to check out, like, some more of his stuff, but you've actually been following him for a long time, huh?
Right, yeah.
So
it's
really kind of
nice.
You got to interview him, man. It's kind of like a little bit of a dream. I mean, that's kind of neat what we do, you know? We can talk to these people that, it's cool.
They
I love
have
what we do, honestly.
They've not only influenced my life, but they've influenced so many millions of other people's lives, you know?
Yeah, but what I'm saying is we get to interview them, so I like that.
Right.
I like that part.
It was an honor, you know. It was exciting because when you love music as much as I do, Maddie, you know, when you use it to help with your emotions and to help you get through everything, or to help you celebrate just anything, when you love it as deeply as I do, you really do appreciate good producers, good artists, good managers. You know, you appreciate every aspect of the industry. And when you find somebody that actually cares about their music, that they're actually coming from their soul, I connect to them. And that's one reason.
I think that's neat because I think, you know, between the two of us, I think I've taken it a little more business-wise. I kind of wish I had your outlook on music. Because when I was a kid, I mean, music was, I never expected to be doing what I'm doing now. You know what I mean? But you kind of kept that, like, kind of kid enthusiasm to this day. And I think I lost a bit of it. That's why I try to do my picks of the day to kind of get me, you know, to get that feeling back and stuff. But I think you kept it, and I'm pretty envious of that. So that's dope. That's cool. Like, that would be, like, if, I don't know, someone, like, I listened to way back when. You know, if I got to interview Nas, which who knows, we might do that one day. I mean, our guests are getting pretty crazy, so it's not out of the question. But no doubt.
The thing about when you do a radio show, there's a 50-50 chance, or anything in life, there's a 50-50 chance at anything in life. But if you don't ask or you don't do, there's a 0% chance.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So.
Yep.
Contacting, you know, I did management for so long and ghostwriting for so long and listening sessions for so long that, I don't know, I feel like I've kind of found my niche because I'm able to actually get a glimpse of these people's lives from their point of view. These are things I never knew. You know, I get to ask questions that I've always wondered but never knew. And it's very interesting to be able to have the platforms that we have this day and age. And if you're consistent and you're actually, you know, you're passionate about what you do, the people are observant and they respond.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's it. I mean, anyone who's listening, who's trying to make it in music or make it in anything, really. You got to, I mean, everyone says, you got to work, you got to work hard. Yeah, of course. I mean, you got to go to school, you got to work. If you go to school, you got to work hard, do that stuff. But in music, it's a thing. It takes time. There's years and years and years, right, Shells, where there's nothing. You think about quitting it like every day almost. But you keep going. And then you find yourself 2 years into it, you're still every day. Well, I'm just talking to me. Every day, you're like, man, should I really be doing this? Should I be taking all this bullshit? You know what I mean? Like, and then you find yourself coming up 5 years, you're still in it. You know what I mean? Oh, damn.
Yeah.
And, like, you've been in it longer than me, but, I mean, it comes down to 10, like, that was a quick 10 years. And you're right. You find yourself in the company of people who didn't back down. People who took all the hardships that this industry brings, and there's a respect. And really, it's a small industry for the people who have lasted that long. You know what I mean? It's a small world. So people start knowing each other. I mean, like, it just gets around when you're there for that long. So, but it takes time for sure. And it's cool because, I mean, I just think it's neat. And it's even if you're not making millions of dollars or whatever, as long as you're happy, and it's kind of like an extended family, don't you think? I think that.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. And you know, when it's like I was saying yesterday, everybody knows everybody else in a different way. Not one person knows another person the same way as another person knows them.
Yeah.
And when you take that into account, you know, there is so much of someone's life that you're not around for. You don't know the stories. You don't know the history.
Oh, yeah.
You don't know what they've been through to get to this point. And that's what I love about the radio show, is that we get to find out why, what made these people go into this industry. What gave them the motivation?
Yeah, at least if it's only skimming the surface, you know? It's really
mm-hmm.
cool that we get to talk to these people about that. And I think it inspires a lot of people because, you know, everyone – what was Octavia saying the other day when he said last night on Sideways? She said he was talking about how before the internet and stuff, records were the way that people kind of. Did you remember that conversation when he was talking about, you know, the boys in L.A., the boys in New York, and then, you know, records started passing along, and then they're like, yeah, we're not so different. You know what I mean?
And so it's
kind of cool. It definitely is kind of cool.
Another artist that we had on was Big Z of Nappy Roots. And That was a great interview. He was very interesting. And it, again, it was interesting to hear his story because, you know, most everybody knows Nappy Roots, you know, Good Day.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a good day, you know, that song. And so when they kind of went off for a little while, like you hadn't heard of Big Z for a little while, right? So when he came on the show.
I thought they just fell off the face of the earth. What I thought,
But when they came on the show, he was able to tell us, you know, hey, I'm a single father raising my kids, so I stepped back and did my
mm-hmm.
father role. Now I have an empty nest, and I'm going back to my craft.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
You know?
Yo, he was dope. He was dope. Like, talk about just a chill guy, right? Like, man, just like nothing really bothered him. You know what I mean? Like, he has enough experience in life and the industry and just generally in life to not let too much bother him, you know? He was really a nice guy.
Yeah, it was. He was. And actually, I'm going to play one of his songs real quick.
Oh, Creepy. Hey, which one you got? You have that jump shot one? I love that track.
Jump My Jumper?
Yeah, that's it. Can you play that?
Yeah, sure. This is Big B, My Jumper. Let's get it.
My Jumper. Let's get it.
Young boy say, hey, OG. What would it sound like if you done a record with us? I'ma shoot my jumper, I'ma shoot my jumper, I'ma shoot my jumper, watch me shoot my jumper, if I miss rebound, block out rebound, hustle rebound, just rebound, I'ma shoot my jumper, I'ma shoot my jumper, I'ma shoot my jumper, watch me shoot my jumper, if I miss rebound, block out rebound, hustle rebound, just rebound, suck MCs, call me sire. To burn my kingdom, you must use fire. My loud is strong, but my rap game higher. And won't stop rocking till I retire. Boys bump me like powder, and they say I get power. A Bowling Green swagger, Vito's just banner. My wrist deal, my time, prince of my revolution. If I write in cursive, it'll come out acoustic. Winos hit me rap, gotta hit the bottle. I live rap, Kentucky head honcho. The league is lightning, the flow make it thunder. Knock up Joe Vett too, clean over yonder. If you hear me growling, that's my hunger. To the top with it, ain't no need to wonder. This is V-I-T-O, Rap Gambino. Cut of a different texture, but you gon' feel I'ma me though. I'ma shoot my jumper, I'ma shoot my jumper, I'ma shoot my jumper. Watch me shoot my jumper. If I miss rebound, block out rebound,
hustle, rebound, just rebound. I'ma shoot my jumper, I'ma shoot my jumper, I'ma shoot my jumper, watch me shoot my jumper. If I miss, rebound, block out, rebound, hustle, rebound, just rebound. Huh, my hustle pretty, like a Girl Scout cookie. Greek freak in the paint, watch what I do to it. You better pledge allegiance and respect my lines. I lock that mother door, you in the room with a lion. And I ain't lying, and boy, I ain't playing. My will change minds, and force a man hand. 420 is the digit, to make your mind feel it. Gray hand, my beard, been at it for a minute. Blind me and touch my flow, only for a feeling. And lean the head sideways, come just to grin it. I bullshit in out of lane, get pinned to the ceiling. Get rid of dirty subject like a dose of penicillin. If I'm not Michael Jordan, at least Scottie Pippen. What that mean? Without me, ain't no winning. I specialize in three things: wine, weed, and women. The phrase of my life is Jesus living.
I'ma shoot my jumper, I'ma shoot my jumper, I'ma shoot my jumper, watch me shoot my jumper. If I miss, rebound, block out, rebound, hustle, rebound, just rebound. I'ma shoot my jumper, I'ma shoot my jumper, I'ma shoot my jumper, watch me shoot my jumper. If I miss, rebound, block out, rebound, hustle, rebound, just rebound.
That was Big D of Nappy Root, My Jumper.
Yeah, man, that track's the bomb. I love that track first time we played it. And yeah, that's my joint for sure. I know you had another one you wanted to play those shells.
Well, I like that it's okay. I like, really, you know how I am with music. Like, once I listen to it, if I like it, it goes on my playlist. And just to let you all know, it takes a lot to go on my playlist. You know,
no
because
doubt.
It really has to be part of that soul, part of that this is me, part of that go get it attitude, you know? So
yo, you know you know how they used to have those compilation albums, right? Like you could buy those compilation CDs all the time. You know, like
right.
Now, 1995 or whatever that yo, you know how I have my picks of the day. You should put out like Shell's playlist number one, Shell's playlist number two, shit like that.
Oh, that would be a dope idea, actually.
Yeah, because those are pretty good tracks. I know you listen to a lot of music, and only a few get on your list there.
Yeah. Well,
Who's
I'm thinking about it. It's got to motivate me, it's got to move me, or it's got to put me in my groove, whatever I'm feeling at that time, guys, because you all know. Music stands for Man Understanding Soul Inspired Communication. Copyright Shells. But so that you know that means what it says. It's got to have that soul. But I am going to play It's Okay. So let's get it to Big V. It's Okay.
Let's get it.
Somebody great. stuck on the way now. There's a way out. What I pray about is it's okay.
That's like his motto, right? That's how
right.
I sum up Big B. Yeah, just chilling like that.
It's okay now. It's okay. It's okay now. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that song. So, all right. So let's go on to another guest that we had on the show. Which
Sideways
Yourselves
and Maddie M.
On Sideways Yourselves and Maddie M. He is very active, and he has a manager named Maddie Him, and his name is Mulatto Jr. Now, I want to say Mulatto. Yeah, I want to say something about Mulatto Jr. Okay? He works. He grinds.
Yep.
He does not stop.
Does. No.
You know? And he's got a great outlook
crazy.
On life.
Yeah, he's putting it in, man. Definitely. Since I started managing him, things have been going crazy, actually. I'm really proud of him. He's doing amazing. He's juggling a lot, brand new baby boy. And, he works full time, man. The show's like crazy. Yeah, things are going really good for him. And, I'm stoked for him. He deserves it.
Right. It's kind of like, a bank account. What you put in, you get out, right? The industry.
Yeah.
What you get put in, you get out. Now, you see, the thing is, if you keep putting it in, you get interest, right? And basically, that's kind of how the industry is. You keep putting it in, and guess what? It's interest in you. Like, people start looking at you, different types of interest, but people start looking at you. They watch you, they follow you, and then eventually, they say, hey, guess what? We want you. You know?
Yeah.
And
it goes back to what I was saying. You got to, first of all, there's got to be an innate talent. I mean, I'm sorry, you can't, not everyone can do this. But you can even have an average talent. You can have an average talent. And, I mean, as long as you hone your craft, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's a lot of ways you can get better. A better singer, a better rapper. You can, man, take voice lessons. I get some of my singers underneath me that I manage. I say, yo, look, do this. And a few of them done it. They're like, yeah, this is a great idea. Right? And the thing is, you have to know where to step. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to get the right things. That's why a manager is a good thing to have, only if he's a good manager, though. Like, only if he has connects that you don't. Because if he doesn't, then there's no need for him. So you got to know where to step.
Also,
you got to know where to put your. You got to know where to put your cash too, right? Like you got to pick things that get the maximum output. And then you got to be singing. You got to have a style to you. You got to go out there, do shows. You have to have your own style. Everything.
Right. What makes
like
you
one
unique?
Of my artists? Yeah, one of my artists. He's like, mate. I'm like, I used to dress him. He used to text me or call me before a show and say, yo, man, I'm thinking about wearing this and this. And I'm like, yo, I just dyed my hair this color. He's like, was that cool? I'm like, I should have asked you first, man. But, yeah, so, like, it's everything. It's your stage presence, And you can't be a dick, too. When you're starting out, you can't say you the shit, you the best rapper of all time, or I'm the best. I only listen to my own music, man. Fuck that. I'm sorry, man. If you're a dick, like, you're only allowed to be, and even then, you're not allowed to be a dick. No one should be a dick. But if you're a platinum, you know, multi-platinum, maybe you can, because they all get kind of weird, you know what I'm saying? You know,
right.
Always be cool to people, be appreciative of the time they give you. That doesn't mean be a punk bitch. Like, don't take shit that you don't need to take. But, I mean, be a nice person. You know what I mean?
Right.
And,
well,
and honestly,
you
know, yeah.
These people are what's paying you. Your fans are what's paying you. Now, if you go out and you're like, you know, they're say hi or whatever, and you're like, get the fuck out of my face, or don't even speak and walk on, you just lost a fan, which is probably going to tell 5 other people, which those 5 people will tell 5 other people. So you see, it's just like a whole building scale. You've got to remember that every person counts. Everybody has feelings. Everybody feels a certain way about things.
It counts constantly. Sorry, Shelly. It counts for the rest of your life. You know what I mean?
Right.
But especially when you're starting out. Like, I don't care how good you think you are. Like, you got to be a friendly person and be appreciative of it, like, advantages and things that people do for you. You can't be a dick when you're nobody, man. Honestly.
Right.
And you should never be a
guys,
dick, right, Joe? But, yeah.
You shouldn't. And you should really know. I you know, no offense to the artists that do come at me like this, but when somebody comes to me and they've been doing music for 5 years and they're serious about it and they're, you know, that's their heart and they're just wanting to go further, I ask them, okay, could you give me your BMI or ASCAP and your EPK and let me look at it? What are those?
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. You mean to tell me you've been doing music 5 years?
Yeah, but those
and
people,
you don't even have...
That isn't their heart, though. Their heart's not in
really
it, dog.
Good artists. Some of them are really good artists, Maddie. Like, I've had some
really good
artists.
Yeah, but then they don't have
artists.
It, though. It doesn't matter, man. If they spent 5 years and they didn't know that, then honestly, like, well, I could see a year even and be like, okay, cool. But if you spent 5 years, dude, and it doesn't matter how good you are. You don't know shit, so it can't be your whole heart. You can't. Your heart's not
That's
in it.
Saying.
You don't learn. So, yeah, exactly.
People don't research these days. They take everything for face value. They think if they get a beat and they go make a video and a song, that they're ready to go. If they've got 15,000 videos on YouTube and 15,000 songs, then they're ready for anything, right? They should be signed. Why aren't they signed? Man, you don't even have an electronic press kit. You don't even have a BMR ASCAP, so you can't even go on the radio. You understand what I'm saying?
Like, I mean, yeah, all your videos ain't yours anyways, if you don't have any of that stuff. Like, so people need to know the fundamentals, man. Yeah. Nah, dude, like you said, do your homework. Do your homework. And that's what, like, a manager helps you out or,
I even used to do consultations with people, right? Like, you pay me $25, I'll sit down with you for about an hour. And everybody's like, oh, $25 an hour. But no, but you got to think of all the knowledge I'm giving you for $25. And I'm taking my time out.
Man, that's
I'm just saying.
For me.
Well, that was back in the day.
That
was back in the day.
Holler at Shelby, man.
No, not no more. It's not $25 anymore. But anyway, I'm saying, a few years ago, I did it for $25. But one reason was because of this. Okay, well, there's a couple reasons. First of all, it took me a long time to really get people to understand how serious I was about what I do. You know, I had to jump. People think, oh, you just got on the radio and you know how to do this, this, and this. Man, I learned that stuff on my own. I studied everything. I got screwed over 1,000 times in this industry by people taking advantage or taking my money or whatever. And
No, I was just going to say, we can continue. I know where you, but a lot of people look at you and they don't know that you a badass bitch, man. Like, straight up. Like, you're this sweet little, like, I wouldn't want to get on your backside, Matt, for sure. And I think that must have been really tough for you, being a little white girl, sweet little white girl from West Virginia, you know, in the hip-hop game. But you did it. Like, you have
right.
so much respect from people in this industry. Every time these guys come on and, you know, they tell stories about you and them and how long you guys know each other, it's just mad love. Like, everybody you've touched loves you. I love you. Everyone, like, is there for you. So, yeah, I just wanted to put that out there. So it must have been tough for you.
That.
You know
it
what I mean?
Really
it was
really hard, though.
Like,
yeah, it was
yeah,
really hard.
But you did it. Yeah.
Right. And
yeah.
the, and the way yeah. I did it, guys, is I got out there. My first – okay, so I was ghostwriting since I was 14. I was a nurse before I went straight into management. And the whole reason I went to management is because I got, you know, sick. I couldn't be a nurse anymore. I got
mm-hmm.
sick. And in order to keep my mind going, I had to figure out what to do, right? And so I went on tour. I went on a six-month tour in 36 states. And I actually, my artists are from Indianapolis, Naptown. They were on tour with me. We sold cleaner door to door until we got enough money to print out all the CDs and get the studio time and all that stuff. Then we started hustling the CDs. Contact. Mm-hmm. I stopped at gas stations, rest areas, restaurants, anywhere I went, hotels,
yeah, you
anywhere
did
I went.
School,
right.
Yeah,
well,
did,
it was years
dope.
Ago, you know. But I did it, and that's how I got my contacts. That's how people learned who I was, because
mm-hmm.
I would walk into downtown L.A. or downtown New Orleans, and I did not have any fear. I went there for one goal, and that was to make a connection with somebody somewhere to let them know who I am, what I'm doing, and get my guys on stage.
Yeah. Well, and that brings respect, man. Like, when people see that you're not scared to go, like, I mean, they're instantly – it's respect. You know what I mean? So, man, that's cool.
Right.
I like that. I like that.
Times,
I like that.
A lot of times people want to know who the hell is this white girl that's country as hell with boots on. Talking
oh,
about
yeah.
she's got hip hop artists, you know. But
oh yeah,
yeah,
no doubt.
We had it was a hard road for me, but it was worth it. And you know, some people knew me, which helped me in the industry because I was a ghostwriter, and while I was a nurse, I still went weekends to like shows and stuff like that when I was off every other week, you know. And I kept my hand in it. So people did know who I was, but it wasn't until my friend Strap, R.I.P. Strap, died, because he begged me and begged me and begged me to be his manager. And when he died, it was right around the time I got sick, and I decided, you know what? I'm going to do it. And then I went from management to doing radio, you know. So... that's kind of like,
yeah, well,
I think once you're a manager, you're always a manager, though, you know?
Yeah. What? Did I ever tell you about how I became a manager?
Yeah, you did.
I was just, did I? Yeah, it was just basically like, at least, yeah, it's kind of like that, too. Like, I met this dude, Dayon, who was my first artist, and we ended up hanging out for a night. We went out to some clubs and shit, and I didn't even know it was ours. He didn't bring it up, and then he asked me and says, yo, I need to talk to you. I said, first thing out of my mouth, no, I'm not giving you any money, man. That was the first thing out of my mouth. He's like, no. He's like, I've never seen a white boy with so much swagger in my entire life. He's like, will you be my manager? And I'm like, all right. Like, I seriously thought it was going to last a month. I really did. And then I was in Spain the next month. We were going to all these shows in Spain that he was doing. And then it just kind of went from that. Then I met OG Mac Drama. And I met D-Tech first with Convict Records. And, yeah, it was just, after that, it was just more and more artists, managing more and more artists. And never stopped. Never stopped.
Right. Facts. So I'm going
to
play.
And then I got to meet you. And then we did this radio stuff. So, yeah, life's good, man.
Yeah, Maddie, it was crazy because it took me forever to get a hold of you. And once I got a hold of you, and we were doing the show for a while with Power Talk, and I was like, you know, Maddie, I really want to start my own show, and I really want you to be my co-host, because
Yeah, honestly? I thought you were so full of shit, man, honestly. But now what are we at? We got over, what are we, like 850,000 people now listen to our show?
Right.
That was a show in that end? Yeah, it's crazy. It's not even that old. Like, what, 6 months? Yeah.
6 months.
So, yeah, I'm glad you kept pushing at me because I really love it, and I love our vibe, and it's just, it is a great experience.
It is, indeed. It is, indeed. But speaking of nothing to something, I think we need to play some Mulatto Junior.
Ooh, perfect. Perfect segue, girl.
All right. Let's get it.
Let's get it.
I look like a star, you know I'm the best. Smell like a star, you know I'm the best. I look like a star, you know I'm the best. I sound like a star, you know I'm the best. From nothing to something, I came up correct. All of my demons are never in check. Sending your star and say what the heck. Then oh my god, I wouldn't expect. Looking for angels with marks in my chest. Hitting my path, so I headed out west. Pull up in here and I look, I'm the best. Nothing to something, my life was a test. From nothing to something, I came up correct. All of my demons are never in check. Sending your star and say what the heck. Then oh my god, I wouldn't expect. Looking for angels with marks in my chest. Hitting my path, so I headed out west. Pull up in here and I look, I'm the best. From nothing to something, my life was a test. They open mouths and they talking about something. I waited a while to think about nothing. Thinking my mom had a hold of love. Thinking my father, I knew he was bluffing. Got me so angry, was huffing and puffing. And all of that pushing, it turned into shoving. Seeing you angry, then you what was coming. I'm beating myself, King Kong, and I'm drumming.
Cost a lot of focus. You like life turning bogus. Always been the one you noticed. Don't be acting like you noticed. I remember time, but would abuse it. Looking back, my life, I could confuse it. Ain't blame myself, I'd accuse it. Then let's shift my life, at least I choose it. And this pride, I paid it. And this depression, I hate this. Look at star guys, I'm gazing. I'm guessing life has been crazy. Fuck up complaining and fuck up the wanting. Dealing with me is a dealing with stunning. Lacking my patience, I feel like reclining. I'm all on my teacher, will never deny.
Nothing is something, I came up correct. All of my demons are never in check. Seeing your star and say what the heck. Sin on my God, I wouldn't expect. Looking for angels with marks in my chest. Hating my past, so I headed out west. Pulled up in here, you know I'm the best. From nothing to something, my life was a test. From nothing to something, I came up correct. All of my demons are never in check. Seeing your star and say what the heck. Sin on my God, I wouldn't expect. Looking for angels with marks in my chest. Hitting my path, so I headed out west. Would have been here, no look, I'm the best. Nothing is something, my life is a test. Begging for mercy, the words I've been hearing. Asking my heart, and you niggas gon' fear it. Lend some money, I know you gon' fear it. And if I go take it back, you gon' hear it. Been looking for the light. I fight with all my might. My facts up with the night. So I feared him with the right. Yes, I feared him with the right. I told him was inside. And next you did in daylight. You'll see me up all night. When I think about it, I'm Anubis. My God, you wouldn't choose this. My off words, but I'm ruthless. But them puss niggas so clueless. So I compel or no careless. Man, fuck the games, I don't play this. I go old school with cases. Balenciaga said this. So instead of funny niggas with the basics, go more to your knee with the matrix. I know a few months again, change this. Think of my past, but this is what made this. Nothing is something, I came out correct. All of my demons are never in check. Seen a new star and say, what the heck? Then oh my God, I wouldn't expect. Looking for angels with marks in my chest. Hating my past, so I headed out west. Full of in here, you know I'm the best. From nothing to something, my life was a test. From nothing to something, I came out correct. All of my demons are never in check. Seen a new star and say, what the heck? Then oh my God, I wouldn't expect. Looking for angels with marks in my chest. Hating my past, so I headed out west. Full of in here, you know I'm the best. From nothing to something, my life was a test. Yeah, yeah.
Y'all already know, pulling out my heart. She's all here, dog. OZPEP. Y'all already know, this is Junior Nation, your boy representing Mulatto Junior. Don't play with me. We working, baby.
We working, baby. That was
Mulatto. Yeah, that's my boy.
Yeah,
he's. I've never had. Well, I mean, there's a few artists I've had that have been like true, absolute pleasures to work with. He's one of them. He puts in his stuff. I put in my stuff, and we coexist on different levels. You know what I mean? And we do different things. I do the higher stuff. You know what I mean? And he does the shows. I look at the big picture.
And that's awesome.
He works. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's perfect. Just the vibe we have.
That's the way it should be.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, I wish I, yeah, no, that's how it should be for sure.
You know, I only have, well, I have one artist signed that I work with, and that's T-Funk, the Last Disciple. And then I have another person that I'm going to be signing with pretty soon. But I really I cut everything out because I wanted to do something different. You know, I wanted to try this out, see how it went. And I really got tired of being played. Like, it doesn't matter how long you know somebody. Eventually, sometimes people always, not always, but eventually a lot of times, people really mess things up. They let you mm-hmm. down, you know. But I don't That's hold it against them.
No, you can't. Hey, man, if you hold grudge, like, honestly, there's certain things. I mean, everyone's human. You're going to hold grudges against some people. But honestly, in my older years, I really do my best not to even care about any of that stuff. But I wanted to bring up a point, Shelves. You made a good point. If you're going to come into music, chances are, if you're going to stick with the industry, you're not going to be singing or doing whatever for the rest of your life. There's so many branch offs if you get in the industry to do. You might find your niche, you know what I mean? Even videographer or radio host or voiceover work or, you know, syndication, stuff like that. Like, it's once you keep working at it, you'll realize what you're good at and what you're not, and then just keep moving forward with that, right? I mean,
right.
There's so many ways you can stay around music. You just don't have to be an artist.
Exactly. Exactly. And, guys, it takes all of those little gears, all those different
mm-hmm.
niches that people do to make it work,
yeah.
you know?
100.
And
yeah.
Right. Exactly. And I was also thinking about one of the artists that we had. Hold on one second. It's The Messenger. Hold on one second. And he was one of, you know, he has been in the service for many, many years, traveled a lot of places, and
mm-hmm.
now he, you know, he's always done music, but now he is getting into it pretty deep. And I thought, well, why don't we play one of my favorite songs from It's the Messenger?
No, 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 no.
Okay,
can we play Drunk after this?
All right, we'll play Drunk. You already knew
okay,
I was going to Floating, goodness.
No, you can play Floating first, then we got to do Drunk, because I want to hear Drunk. So that's both our personalities in two
absolutely.
Tracks.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Let's get it.
I'm about to call up the guys. We gon' go and ride. I need to see what's outside. I need me a night. Better get a weekend. So I can hang with my dog. And we can all pitch in. And buy some liquor. Long nights with no filter. Ain't worried about tomorrow. Been a drinker with the sorrow. And we about to get drunk. About to drink all night. Drink all night. And we about to get drunk tonight. Oh yeah, feeling like an animal. Finna get drunker than the con tonight. Oh yeah, I've been down in the dark store and I need to have some fun tonight. Oh yeah, and I ain't worried about tomorrow, so I'm finna live this one tonight. Oh yeah, I'm in stress all week, baby. So I need a drink, baby. I need a cup for you to ease my mind and think, baby. So pour me a shot of you. Pour one and pour me two. Better yet, just need about it right here, cause I need all of you. This is a night to remember. Yeah, it's about to go down just like timber. Oh yeah, stick out in my right hand, red cup in my left. I used to do this by myself, but tonight I'm gonna share. Cause I need me a night, yeah. Better get a weekend. Ooh, I can hang with my dog. And we can all pitch in. And buy some liquor. Long nights with no filter. Ain't worried about tomorrow. Been a drinker with the sorrow. And we about to get drunk. About to drink all night. Drink all night. And we about to get drunk, yeah. Drink all night. Drink all night. We ain't worried about tomorrow. Been a drink away the sorrow. It's going down tonight. We about to get drunk. One night.
night down, and we about to go again tonight. Oh yeah, nothing else matters, cause I'm with all my friends tonight. Oh yeah, if it happened in the past, we better put it all in the wind tonight. Oh yeah, put the watches in the air, cause we doing this till the end of time. Oh yeah, I need to try to get away. About to take this bottle and meditate. Pop one more and let's celebrate. Night to remember, yeah, about to go down just like timber, oh yeah, cigar in my right hand, red cup in my left, I just to do this by myself, but tonight I'm gonna share, I need me a night,
better get a weekend,
so I can hang with my dog,
and we can all pretend, and buy some liquor, long nights with no filter, ain't worried about tomorrow, been a drinker with a sorrow.
The drink all night, drink all night.
Everybody get drunk, yeah.
Drink all night, drink all night.
We can't worry about tomorrow. Been a drink away the sorrow.
It's going down tonight.
We about to get drunk.
I need me a night. Let me get a weekend. I love that track, man. Yo, that's got to be one of my top 10 favorite songs of all time. Real talk.
Yeah. He has a lot of talent, too. It's Messenger. You know,
Yeah, his versatility is insane. And talk about another cool cat. Like, just a sweet guy, man. Pleasure to talk to you.
Oh, yeah, yeah, definitely. I got to tell you something, Maddie. You know, you're probably sick of hearing my paranoid song. But I'm going to tell you a little something about it. So, hold on 1 second. Okay. I played the paranoid song on Swerve's podcast the other day, the video cast.
Oh, yeah, I was going to ask you if you did that.
Yeah, I did it. And they said, hi, how you doing, and everything. They missed you.
Mm-hmm.
But so I did the paranoid song, and Swerve was like, are you sure you want people to rate it? And I was like, well, yeah, I don't care what they say anyway, right? I did it from my heart. It was a song I always wanted to do. And I would like to see what other people think of it. Because honestly, when I did that song, Maddie, when you hear, like, the echo, like, why you acting paranoid, like that. Mm-hmm. I did the whole, like, I taped it 3 different ways, so you think it sounds like autotune, but it's actually my voice.
Oh, yeah, reverb, yeah, that's cool. Yeah. Man, oh, so, man, first of all, congratulations on having the balls to do that. Like, let it go out there for review, man. Like, big ups on that.
So, it was a scale from 1 to 5, and people rated it 3.5, 3.7. So, you know,
hey man,
that's pretty good, I think.
That's all good. You were just playing, too. I can't wait for the new stuff you come up with.
Right. But I do think I should play Paranoid just because.
Yeah, that's good. Yo, I like this song. Every time I hear it, I like it better.
All right, guys,
I mean,
this is Shell, Hog, and Spook, and this is Paranoid. Let's get it.
Yay, yeah, yeah. Let's get it.
Why you act so paranoid, nigga, what you do? Why still kill somebody, them boys looking for you? You out here trying to hang out, you wired up, fool. Know they listen to every conversation that we do. Both homeboys, they homegirls, all went to jail. Now I get the picture, nigga. You out here telling we chase you off the block. You can't even go home until you 6 feet deep. You better stay gone.
Pretty strap on my side. Everywhere I go, she just ride. But people start talking funny like got the neck on the side.
I caress her.
that she likes to be. One finger on the trigger while your eyes are on me. You started acting funny as if a memory. When I found that you are my actual enemy. Hold your loved ones close and your enemies closer. If paranoia is setting in, grab a Glock and I'll show ya. If you pull your Glock out, I will pull my strap out. Why you acting paranoid? Yeah, you really fucked up, never gonna run up, boy. You're gonna be destroyed. You're paranoid, boy. And they're coming after you. You're paranoid, boy. It's my boys in red and blue. If you pull your Glock out, I will pull my strap out. Why you acting paranoid? Yeah, you really fucked up, never gonna run up, boy. You're gonna be destroyed. You're paranoid, boy. And they're coming after you. You're paranoid, boy. If my boy's in bed and blue. Your problem with me is my problem with you. You got paranoia and a line issue. You sit there and you have no idea what I say. You think this is a game, well then let's just fucking play. I promise paranoia will soon fade away. I speak nothing but facts, just watch what I say. Feeling weak in the knees with a bitter taste. Paranoia destroys you as you fall on your face.
This nigga acting paranoid, he acting like a bitch. I'm starting to believe that he might even be a snitch. Cause don't make me dig a ditch and throw your body in that shit. Damn it, you collider, Rolly, get rid of the evidence on Crip. I put that ass in some concrete shoes. Reported missing shark, shit, they ain't gon' never find you. Before I end up in the FEDs, I get rid of a wink, leak, and put my mind at ease.
If you pull your Glock out, I will pull my strap out. Why you acting paranoid? Yeah, you really fucked up, never gonna run up, boy. You're gonna be destroyed. You're paranoid, boy. And they're coming after you. You're paranoid, boy. It's my boys in red and blue. If you pull your Glock out, I will pull my strap out. Why you acting paranoid? Yeah, you really fucked up, never gonna run up, boy. You're gonna be destroyed. You're paranoid, boy. And they're coming after you. Why you acting paranoid? Paranoid. Yeah, you're gonna be destroyed.
Be destroyed. Yo, so I love that track every time I hear it, except one time. Remember when those guys were chilling outside? I was on the radio and they were chilling outside my crib.
Then
you played that. Yeah, you played that song then. Oh, dude. Yeah. But the rest of the times, I love it.
Well, it was funny because they were like, somebody said to me in the live, you know, they were like, I bet she can't even fit like that, right? So, you know how I am, Maddie. Of course I went, okay, a strap on my side, everywhere I go she is right. So when people start talking funny, like I have the neck on the side, I caress her the way that she likes to be. One finger on the trigger while your eyes are on me. You started acting funny as there's a memory. When I found that you are my actual enemy. Hold your loved ones close and your enemies closer. If paranoia is setting in, grab a Glock and I'll show ya.
That's what I'm talking about, man. Yeah, no, I don't think, I think people look at you and, well, you know, I'm a 100% white boy, too. Coming to meetings, like, you know, record enterprises with cowboy boots on and shit. But, I mean, I think I'm proud of you for doing all the stuff you've done, especially when people probably say, nah, what? Nah. But, yeah, you did.
Yeah. And they are pretty, you know, people are always surprised, too, when they find out who I've worked with before. And, you know, like you said, the people that come on the show, you know, they all have love for me. And they all have respect for me. And I give that to them, though. You know, I show genuine love. I show genuine following. Does that make sense? Like, I share their stuff. I listen to their stuff. I pay attention, you know? And I do that with every single person's music that I listen to.
Yeah, I would say that's 100% accurate. Plus, like, yes, there's no bullshit with these shows. That's what I love. There's no bullshit. And I'd like to think there's no bullshit with me either. But with you, you just say it as it is, man. We're getting too old. It's like,
right,
I'm sucker-free from now on, man.
Me too, buddy. Me too. It's just like, I don't know, when you hit 40, it's like, you know what? I'm not spending whatever years I have left dealing with bullshit. I'm just not going to. And somehow bullshit always follows you, but you can cut that shit out of your life, people. Listen to me. Inhale the good shit and exhale the bullshit. You do the same thing in your life with people. You cut them people off that are bringing you down, and you remember who you are.
The fact is, man,
this is your only life that you get. Right now, this moment, this is all you get. And, you know, everybody has trials and tribulations in their life. Some people are sitting behind a cell block because of a mistake they did, you know, for life, because they let stuff take over them. You have people that are sick and not able to get out and do anything. But I tell everybody that's in any situation, man, life is only 10% of what happens to you. It's 90% how you react to it.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to be able.
Well, I mean, when you're younger, you don't have the self-awareness. And there's a lot of pressures, or you think, but a lot of the things you thought were pressures on you to act a certain way or hang out with certain people, you get older and you realize, hey, man, like, those aren't for real. Like, all I really care about, if I can look in the mirror and I'm cool with myself, you know what I mean? And that's pushed me as far as I have come. But, yeah. I've just been dropping people like crazy, and not like just people, like lifestyles, like things that I used to do that just ended up. And the thing is, I'm a slow learner. You know, my mom always told me, man, it takes you 20 times to learn something. And I guess maybe that's why I had 3 divorces. But right now, like, I'm just living for me. And honestly, the people that I love, I'm going to give you everything I got, but everyone else, yeah, eat a dick, straight up.
I understand that.
Drama for you there. Yeah.
Right, hashtag eat a dick.
Yeah.
Right. So another person that we had on, his name was Frost, and he is from Kansas City.
Another cool dude.
Very good guy. He was actually on tour with me as my co-manager when we did the Don't Count Me Out tour. He's traveled out to California before for shows that I was a part of, you know, and he is actually top Mike's champ of 2023 and 2022. So,
hey, can I interrupt
there with... Yeah.
I just, while we're on the topic, and you can continue after, but I wanted you to tell the people who are listening, what the plans are for the next Count Me Out thing, because I don't think we brought it up for a couple shows now, and I think it should be mentioned.
So the Don't Count Me Out tour, guys, is, first of all, it is a name I came up with when I was in the hospital. I was 98 pounds. I had a feeding. Actually, I woke up with tubes everywhere, feeding tube in. And people really, I had people turn their back on me because of the way, how sick I was. They didn't want to remember me like that is what they told me. So they quit talking to me. I had people that wouldn't even, you know, say 2 words to me because I couldn't do anything for them anymore. You understand? Now, it didn't take me very long to get back to where I needed to be because I worked hard at it. But in my mind, I couldn't even talk at the time. And in my mind, I thought the whole time, once I'm able to talk, once I'm able to walk, I'm going to do a tour called Don't Count Me Out, because you shouldn't count people out. You never know what life is going to bring. And proceeds go to cancer research. They we donate a portion to cancer research because no matter what people think, there's not enough research out there. And now there's even a shortage on chemo, you all. You have to be put on a waiting list for chemotherapy. So there's a lot of challenges out there for people, not just with cancer, but with every disease. Don't count people out. Just because they messed up or they're sick or something like that, people can actually better themselves and get better. So what we're going to do is we're going to do the Don't Count Me Out Tour 2023. And instead of going coast to west coast, though, we're going to do two shows in Phoenix, Arizona, and Salt Lake City, Utah. So if you actually want to be involved in that, you can hit us at Sideways, SIDEWAYZ.topstar at sideways.topstar on Instagram. We have Sideways with SM on Twitter, and then Shelly Davis on Facebook. We also have our email, which is sideways with Shells and Maddie M at gmail.com. And that's also sideways with a Z, and shells is with a Z. So
yeah, we're gonna talk about that more after the show, Kigo.
All right.
About the whole thing, we need to start doing. Anyways, it's gonna be a blast. Anyone who is in those two cities, I mean, we're gonna get a bunch of people. A bunch of people already said they wanna be part of it. And like Shell says, it's dope. It's a great cause, and it's going to be lit. Anyways, continue about what you were saying about Frost. You were talking about the first Count Me Out tour.
Yeah, so Frost was my co-manager on that tour, and it was a crazy tour. We had a lot of hiccups throughout the tour, but we still finished it. Actually, in Utah, because I still had my feeding tube in at that time, my feeding tube came out in Utah, and I had to stay there while everybody else left and went to California and have surgery that Monday. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, but you're a trooper, dude. That's crazy.
The doctors were like, what do you mean you're on tour?
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, I'm on tour. I'm like, I can't, really go around with my feeding tube out, so can we do something about this? But, yeah.
Boss, so
Frost, I'm going to play, Dance, just because I love that song. So, all right. This is Broth, Dance. Let's get it.
Let's get it.
Hey, the end of 2021. Frost. 200. If they hate you, let them hate. If they patient, let them wait. Ain't nobody say they perfect, bet we all make some mistakes. If you lose, you not a failure, but you quit, you a disgrace. It's like tortoise in the hare, and you know who win the race. So throw your hands up and dance. Pay me in advance. About to board this Avion, that means plane speaking in French. Women call me a magician, cause I'm magic with my hands. Smoking trees and getting money, only thing I understand. So throw your hands up and dance. Just throw your hands up and dance. Women call me a magician, cause I'm magic with my hands. Smoking trees and getting money, only thing I understand. It's pretty hard to make it if they never take a chance on you. You find yourself in hairy situations like tarantulas. Opportunity keep calling you, you better answer. Cause if your situation's shitty, you need to take advantage of it. That thing she did with her tongue, I bet her man would love it. Fuck that nigga, kill that nigga, help him meet the man above him. My tongue a lethal weapon, Mel Gibson and Danny Glover. 816, that's where I'm from, like undercover brother. I just smoked a L, I'm about to roll another. Like someone naked in the snow, I'm a cold motherfucker. If it's some business, won't discriminate the color. Bought the bottle while he only buy you one and not another. Throw your hands up and dance, pay me in advance. About to board this Avion, that mean plane speaking in France. Women call me a magician, cause I'm magic with my hands. Smoking trees and getting money, only thing I understand. Crazy, I ain't died yet. Fly like I'm a pilot. Codename me Johnny Depp. I chase booty like a pirate. Never seen the Caribbean, but I slept with Europeans. Plus I found an angel, cause she fucked me like a demon. I should probably call her Ripley's. I got bars you won't believe. Turn your town into a ghost. Just roll through like tumbleweed. At your neck like you was capping. I refuse to take a knee. I ain't never acting make-believe, cause fake I hate to see. I know COVID is a virus, but you rappers a disease. My flow sicker than the flu. On the mic is where I sneeze. Trying to get my slice and play like a kid at Chuck E. Cheese. But right now I'm getting hot, so I'm rolling up my sleeves. Throw your hands up and dance. Pay me in advance. About to board this avion, that mean plain speaking in France. Women call me a magician, cause I'm magic with my hands. Smoking trees and getting money, only thing I understand. So throw your hands up and dance. Just throw your hands up and dance. Women call me a magician from the way I use my hands. Smoking trees and getting money, only thing I understand. So throw your hands up and dance. Just throw your hands up and dance. Women call me a magician cause I'm magic with my hands. Smoking trees and getting money, only thing I understand. Just throw your hands up and dance. Just throw your hands up and dance. Women call me a magician cause I'm magic with my hands. Smoking trees and getting money, only thing I understand. 200.
Because I said so.
Yeah, you know, actually, I mean, I've heard that song a few times, but this is the first time I actually really took a moment and listened to the lyrics. That song is dope, man.
Right?
That's some inspiring stuff, yeah. Yeah, he's a lyricist for sure.
Yeah, an amazing lyricist. Thanks. For sure. So, you know, another person that we had on the show was Lord Chaos, and we just had him on the show last week, and but his music, you know, everybody's music that you're hearing is different, and
yeah,
if you listen to it, it's pretty amazing because he, you know, he has an amazing story too, because he has been incarcerated and I think for many years. I can't remember the amount of years that he was incarcerated, but he just...
Yeah, he was gone for a minute.
Yeah, and he is back out and doing what he does. And honestly, his music is really, really amazing if you listen to
it. Okay, so you found my song then, right?
You went the Wolves
you
song,
found
right?
The- Not the one we played last time. I think it's the second one. You remember when we had him on, it was a few weeks ago, and he played, okay, it must be in the order that he played them in, or that he sent them to you. I think it's
yeah,
the
but
second
I don't know
song.
What that order is, man, because I just go up and down on the list when I play them. I don't do them in order. But I'm thinking
okay, not
it might
the,
be.
Okay, not the one last time.
So it's not Wolves. So Extrema,
no.
When They Come.
It's not when
down.
Yo, remember it pumped me up like crazy? It was that really high energy one. Maybe, I don't think Stand Down. What was the other one besides?
Extremist?
Go Extremist. I think it might be that one. I'm sorry I give you a hard time, but I just really want to hear that track. I think it might be that
one. All right, let's play it. This is Lord Chaos Extremist. Let's get it.
Let's get it.
Three and a half years if they catch you with a gat. All that mean now is that niggas is shooting back. War is something I got the taste for. Out on bail, bigger gun than the one I got the case for. Never can tell what I might do. I ain't nothing like you. I put my Dutch out on your knife boots. Pull my nuts out on your wife in the mic booth. Situate with her at the end of the night too. Those were the happy days, these the real years. Niggas is brain dead with shit bags and wheelchairs. For the record, I don't give a fuck where your team is. You don't want it with me, cause I'm an extremist.
Oh God, you know where the steam is. So God, you know where the team is. Pack 'em up, flip 'em up, I'm an extremist. I go hard, my dub's the
I'm an extremist. These new bail laws got them feeling invincible. Till the 40 pop out, disturbing your spiritual. Doctor said he gon' make it, that's a miracle. Suffocate him with a pillow, that's a ritual. We different individuals, you broken, you pitiful. I weigh it on the digital, things that get critical. Your chick in the crib, only nursing my genitals. I'm increasing decimal, moving the mineral. Stick your chest out, homie, bidding the general. Thugs out here, still ducking the federal. Five-time felon, still mixing the chemical. So I ain't got no palm pumping six in your physical. Get your shine box and step out the cleanest. Organized crime facing out the cleanest. Chaosity world, the God is a genius. In wartime, I'm sending out rockets, I'm an extremist.
Go hard, my dub is the meanest. Oh God, you know where the steam is. So God, you know where the theme is. Pack them up, strip them up, I'm an extremist. I go hard, my dub's the meanest. Oh God, you know where the steam is. So God, you know where the theme is. Pack them up, strip them up, I'm an extremist. It's so good, it's alright. All my G's get right tonight. I said, it's so good, it's alright. All my G's get high tonight. I said, it's so good, it's alright. I'm dub's the meanest. Oh God, you know where the steam is. Oh God, you know where the team is. Pack 'em up, slip 'em up, I'm an extremist. Go hard, my dub's the meanest. Oh God, you know where the steam is. Oh God, you know where the team is.
Was that it?
Nope. I think it said stand up or stand off one. Man, we've been to the mall. I think it's stand up or whatever, stand something you said.
Stand down?
I don't know. Stand down. I mean,
you want me to play it?
Yeah, wife's low. Shit.
All right. This is Lord Chaos, so stand down.
Thanks, girl.
Up, don't stand down on your man round. I'ma spin round and set round. It's a man down. Better stand up, don't stand down on your man round. I'ma spin round and set round. Don't test me, boy. I really go off like boom, boom, boom. No flexing, boy. You know what it is when I walk in the room. I'm repping, boy. My G's up top, they get them loons. I'm a demon, boy. Twin turbo, that really goes zoom. What your life like? I'm a big trapper, stay dapper, double tapper, no capper, big factor, hate rappers, that's fake actors, they half round, like protractor, crow bastard, no massive, full hazard, dope packer, dope stacker. First I get the drop, then I get the drippy. Run up on the block, next I run the city. I'm the bad boy on the block, boy I do the ditty. If that boy ain't making sense, I'ma run up, give him 50. He used to diddy pop me, now he moving kinda stiffly. Boy, I'm going up, I'm about to get it litty. And hands I raise, that means I just shook the milli. Shell cases and gunpowder, something like a drilly.
Man down, better stand up, don't stand down on your man round. I'ma spin round and set round, it's a man down. Better stand up, don't stand down on your man round. I'ma spin round and set round.
Better listen, boy. I don't play those games, better give those names to get you missing, boy. You running with lanes, I'ma let it rain. Double fisted, boy. Feel that pain, I'ma spark that flame. Leave you twisted, boy. I'm 7-5, you can keep the change. No peace, no treaty, you can't see me. I'ma squeeze that blicky, rest it easy. Put a sheet on them, he feeling breezy.
Sunday morning, he on the TV. A big G up a DP, sis 3 feet, duck a DT. Play these streets like a repeat. That boy bad, no he. Dumb strong like a Riri. Flow water, no Fiji. Smoky top like a TP. She give him three like a genie. Big 40, no BB. I OD like a CC. They cast up like BP. The OG still hold he. You owe me, let the post be. 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 It's the man down. Better stand up, don't stand down. Know your man round. I'ma spin round and send round. It's a man down. Better stand up, don't stand down. Know your man round. I'ma spin round and send round.
That was Lord Chaos, Stand Down.
I think that was it. Anyways, that was a dope track.
Yeah.
Man, he's crazy. Yeah, he's unbelievable. I mean, just everything. I told him I love his voice, too. Excuse me. I love that raspy stuff. Man, that's East Coast for life, that boy.
Taking a drink.
Yeah, no worries.
Yeah. I thought you were going to do a still for a minute. But anyway, so, you know, I was thinking, Maddie, how cool would it be if we could, like, get every artist that we've ever had on our show to be at that tour?
Well, sorry, I just had a drink. It was the harsh kind. Anyways, yeah, well, a lot of them were on board already.
Right.
We should talk about it, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're going to get all this emotion. Plus, Southwest girls, we're going to that.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
Yeah.
We should probably go ahead and make hotel reservations, to be honest with
you. This is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That'll be fun. I've never been.
South by Southwest is a blast. Now, the thing is, no offense to Texas people, but your Texas cops are assholes. And
I drove all the way from Las Vegas to McAllen, Texas, to go meet my second wife's family. And that's a lot of Texas to drive, man. Yeah.
I've drove the whole state of Texas.
Yeah, well, I did too. It's ridiculous.
And it's like, okay, you're at mile 1,368. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's beautiful country, man. But honestly, I was driving a 7 Series that the license plate said a Reservoir Dog on it with big-ass rims on it. I did not – like, big-ass trucks would come and cut me off, and they downshift and smoke me out. It's kind of like – it's stopped being fun a couple miles into Texas, that's for sure.
Well,
you know,
I'll tell you a
big
story.
Diamond dudes on shit, like, yeah, they didn't like me. Anyways, go ahead.
Let me tell you my story about Texas. Okay, so we're on tour, and we're in Houston. Okay, now mind you, I have already been pulled over several times because I do look like a soccer mom. I am in a minivan, and I'm white, and I have black guys in the back, right? So,
yeah, that's funny.
So Texas took it to a whole nother level than just getting pulled over. Swear to goodness, we went into Taco Bell. We were dressed, okay, because we were getting ready to go to a show, right? So I went into Taco Bell, came out of the drive-thru, and I'm not kidding you when I say this, I had two cops pull me over within a block, okay? And when they came up to the car, I said, "May I ask why you pulled me over?" And they said, "West Virginia girl, this is Texas. We make our laws. We'll answer you when we want to." So
yeah.
I said, "Okay." About that time, they told the guys, "You all need to step out of the car." I said, "Wait a minute. Why do they have to step out of the car? I told you, ma'am, you need to hush or we're going to detain you as well." I said, "Wait a minute, you're detaining them?" He said, "Step out of the car." So I had to get my ass out of the car, too. Mm-hmm. But this time, three more cop cars pull in. Now, Maddie, I've got five cops right there on the main stretch in Houston. Pulled us
over.
You
never told me that story.
Yeah, I've got a ton of stories. So, anyway, pulled us over, put us in handcuffs, and set us down on the side. And they separated us all first before they set us down. And they were asking us all, you know, what are you doing? Why are you here in Texas? Why is she driving you around? Or why are you driving them around? You know, just a whole bunch of bullshit. And, of course, they got the same story from all of us because it was true. You know, we're on tour, blah, blah, blah. And he was like, well, we're going to have to search your car. And I was like, what do you mean? On what grounds? Well, you don't have to give us permission. We're going to search it anyway. That's what he said to me. So we sat there for a good 30, 45 minutes. They brought the dogs in, took them around the car, ripped everything out of the car, and then was like, just make sure that you play it safe out here because it's kind of a hard place to be. And I was like, the only person bothering me is you all. What the fuck? You know?
Yeah.
And they left us with my car in pieces. Mind you, I'm talking they tore off the paneling on the doors and everything, Maddie. So
we
literally put the paneling in the back of the car and was like, we'll fix it later because we were already late. You know what I'm saying? And
that's crazy.
It is insane. Arizona pulled us over the same way, too. A cop followed us from Walmart. So the guys went in Walmart. It was early in the morning, right? And we were getting ready to drive out of Arizona, okay? So we're in Scottsdale, Arizona. And we go to Walmart, and it's like 7, 7:30-ish. Go in there because they were hungry. And he's like, Fat was like, I'm going to get some chips. Until we can get breakfast. I'm like, okay, go ahead. So he went to Walmart, came back out, and he was like, man, that cop's been following me the whole time. Like, he even watched what I paid with. I was like, what? So then, it was like 8 o'clock by that time, you know, and we were able to go through Chick-fil-A, right? So I went through Chick-fil-A, got some breakfast food, got back on the road. Literally, there was a semi behind me, right, and beside me, okay? The semi behind me stopped back at the light. I kept going. So when I turned, it was a two-lane turn. There was a semi beside me, and then I was on the inside lane, right? So the cop comes up from behind me. Now, he's already been in Walmart following my guys, went to Chick-fil-A and followed us. Now he comes up, puts his lights on behind me, and pulls us over. And I asked him, of course, why did you pull us over? Because you went over the line when you were turning. I said, if I would have done that, I would have been dead. There was a semi beside me. Did you not see it? And he was like, well, I got to call in some units. We need to search your car. And again, we were placed in handcuffs.
I've never heard over the line when you were turning. Like, I've never heard that as an excuse before, actually. I mean, in certain circumstances.
That was the craziest that I've ever heard.
But yeah.
Especially when there's a semi right beside me. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I would have gone over the line, we would have been crushed. You know?
Uh-huh.
So, and to be honest with you, the semi was in my lane. You know how they turn. So, anyway, they search the car, and they're like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm on tour. And they're like, what do you mean you're on tour? And I'm like, you know, we're doing a hip-hop tour from East Coast to West Coast. We've been on tour for so many months. You need to look, blah, blah, blah. And he was like, do you have anything to prove this? And I was like, well, I mean, besides all the CDs, the flyer, and the book in the back, I mean, no. You know what I'm saying? So they searched the whole car there, too, and they gave me a ticket because they said that there was methamphetamine residue on top of my laptop. And I said, what do you mean methamphetamine residue? There was no residue on top of my laptop. I was like, where is it at? Show me. Where did you test it at? We didn't test it.
Yeah, no doubt. They didn't test it. What the fuck are they talking about?
Right. Yeah. A $6,000 ticket, Maddie.
Holy shit.
$6,000. I have been, I'm still in the middle of fighting that, and that's been years. I have been letters, and I went to court, and just like a whole bunch of shit, and I'm still fighting it, because I'll be damned if I pay that, because I didn't, it was not true.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. That's a lot of money, too.
It was crazy. But anyway, yeah. Jokes has a whole bunch of stories, you know what I'm saying? In fact, Frost and Fanatic 200, they when they came out to California and went sing for a show that I had out there, you know, they, and it was the first time they had came to a show that I was involved in. And they were like, we want to go, you know, by the marathon and see Nipsey Hussle's tour. And I was like, okay, if you want to. So we actually went to the store, and I told them I'll see if, you know, I'll see if maybe he'll come speak to you. And, of course, they were like, yeah, whatever, you know. So they were standing in the store looking at stuff and everything, and I walked through the door because Sin City Cairo was sitting out there waiting on us. We took a bus there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And when we got there, Sin was like, shells, man, like you have me sitting right here in right next to the marathon, which isn't the best place, you know. But he was like, can you, like, hurry this along? And I'm like, okay, yeah. So I walked into the store. They were already standing in there, just kind of standing, looking around and stuff. I walked right up to the counter, and I was like, hey, is Nipsey in today? And they were like, no. And I said, well, I have a couple artists here that were supposed to meet him. Could you give him a call for me? 15 minutes, he pulled up, and he spoke to them.
That's cool, man. Yeah, that's the power of shells, man. Like you said, you, 100% of – Oh, what is it? What did you say? You miss out on 100% of the things that you don't try?
Oh, yeah. It's a 50-50 chance at anything and a 0% chance if you don't try. So,
yeah.
You know, 50-50 chance at anything. But it was funny because when Fanatic 200 did an interview not too long ago on, it's called the Couch Interview or something like that. They were interviewing him, and one of the first stories, they were like, you know, what was one of your best memories? And he was, like, telling the story. He was like, shout out to Shells, a manager, because, you know, we were sitting there, and she just walked in like she owned the place and was like, hey, you need to call Nipsey. I've got these guys waiting here to see.
Yeah, that's dope,
but,
man. There you go.
Yeah, I told him, I said, now you're letting stories, the untold stories of Shells management come out, right?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, speaking of Steam City, man, we should play one of his tracks. He's been on the show, too.
Yeah. Sin City Cairo, actually, the first time that OG Mac Drama met him, he was in there in town for the BET Awards, right? So Mac Drama and I met up, and I was like, you know, I want you to listen to one of my artists on stage. And, you know, he kind of poo-pooed it off, right? He was like, yeah, you know, because he hears it all the time. You know what I'm saying? You know how we do sometimes. Yeah, you know?
Yeah.
And that's just the human in us. We can't help it. So anyway, Sin City got on stage, and Mark Drummond was like, man, he has something different. You know what I'm saying? So we ended up spending the whole evening, like we went to an after party, for the after party of BET Awards, and we went to one of the joints that had breakfast all night long, you know, at 4 a.m. It was just a cool night, and I told Mac Drama, I said, if you want, we could, like, because facts are this. Even though I know people, I can only take somebody so far. Then I need to hand them off to somebody that's further in the industry that can do more
yeah.
for them, right? That's part of what being a good manager is, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like
and,
how you said that, actually.
Yeah, so anyway, I talked to Mac Drama, and he was like, yeah, sure. Well, you know, I'll take him further, which he did. And the one thing about Sin City Cairo is he gets his name because he's 100% Arabic, okay? 100% Egyptian, right, which they are
yeah.
Arabic. But
yeah.
His family lived in Las Vegas, Nevada, which is Sin City, and Cairo was for the Egyptians. So that's where he got Sin City, Cairo. And he actually sold his house and everything he owned in Vegas and moved to California to chase his dreams of music. So
yeah, he's another really nice guy, too.
Excellent dude.
Actually, all these guys have been nice guys. Yeah, yeah.
Excellent dude. And I will say, you know, he's such a good friend that he literally, because, you know, I was doing the shows and all that stuff in between being in the hospital, kind of like I still do now. So, but I was at UCLA at the time, so I was in there a lot, right? And he would come to the hospital and visit me and, like, just totally good dude. But this is actually one of the songs. It's called Unstoppable. And when I went out to California, I don't know if it's the first or second time I had been around him, but anyway, I had gone out and I told Sin, he was like, I'm doing a video shoot, come along. And it's on Hollywood Boulevard. And I was like, dope. Like, you know, I'll come with you. Of course, while they were videotaping, if you watch the video, there's actually a guy on the end of the video. He's like, if you want to get somebody, get some city, man. Follow my man to city. Like, he talks like kind of like in Jamaican, though. I can't really do that, but so I'm not even going to put you all through that.
Yeah, and, don't try.
And so if you watch the video, it's funny because I was just walking up to people because you've been to Hollywood, haven't you?
Yeah, no, you thought, yeah. No, I have. I definitely have. I know what you're talking about. On the,
yeah, so we were walking up
Hollywood Boulevard.
And, right.
I live
where the stars are and everything, like stars in the ground. So we were walking up and down Hollywood, and I was asking everybody, I was like, hey, you want to be in the video? You know what I mean? I mean, I've got pictures of Aquaman and freaking Spider-Man and just all kinds of people, you know, that were in the video doing cool things. But Sin was like, man, I would have never thought to just walk up to people and do that. But, of course, you know, I did. So let's play Sin City, Cairo, Unstoppable. Let's get it.
Yeah, let's get it.
Yo, what's up, world? Sin City, Cairo. About to kill this motherfucking track.
I'm unstoppable.
Shout out Dwayne the Rock. We make bangers around here.
I'm unstoppable.
Let's go. Straight to the top, baby.
I'm unstoppable. Unstoppable to the top, then I'm set to blow. Get the dough, make bone, let the paper flow. I done paved the road, lay down every brick. So many bangers got a greatest hit. 3 tapes in 3 years, that got my buzz up. That was the come up, now I'm running with my guns up. Never giving one fuck, Bob Harley one love. Only puffing one drug, gotta fill my lungs up. They asking who's he, the boy with the knife and scrap. She hasn't heard yet, well fuck it, where your mama at? Head busting, skull crushing, never seen him coming. Swear the game ain't ready, let me show him some. Just let me show him some. Swear the game ain't ready, let me show him some. Just let me show him some. Swear the game ain't ready, let me show him some. I'm unstoppable. I'm unstoppable. I'm unstoppable. I'ma get it, I'ma get it, yeah, I'm so ready. Wordplays on point and plus the flow deadly. Daddy told me if you want it, better go get it. Feel it, kill it, I'ma get it, yeah, I'm not kidding. I've been blessing, killing beats since a young boy. Fuck these retards in the game, I'm the one boy. Came out the womb in the room and started rapping. Strangled the doctor with the mic and then I stabbed him. Spit the hardest verses that the nurses out the classic. Yo, this what happened when a genius gets a tapping. No mistake, see the game is for the taking. Whack cats are popping, I ain't even fucking hating. And I ain't even fucking hating. Whack cats are popping, I ain't even fucking hating. And I ain't even fucking hating. Whack cats are popping, I ain't even fucking hating. Just let me show them some. Swear the game ain't ready, let me show them. Just let me show them some. Swear the game ain't ready, let me show them some. I'm unstoppable. I'm unstoppable.
You went hard on that track, huh? Like he's done a lot of good variety too, but yeah, that was one of his tough ones. I liked it. Good music.
Yes, indeed. So another person that we had on was OG Dovemac. Do you remember that interview from the Dove set? OG Dovemac?
Well, yeah, that was a while ago. Yeah, he was cool, too.
Yeah, it was a while ago. He was one of our first guests, actually, like in the first month or two. He came on and blessed us, you know. And he had a lot of knowledge as well. But I think we should play Every Day by OG Dovemac. So let's get it.
Every single day I'm out tasting the paper.
Yeah.
Cause you can't find a love in the city, only the haters. So every day we grind, when we're done we chill. Every day we grind, when we're done we chill. Every day we grind, when we're done we chill. Every day we grind, when we're done we chill.
Dub hot, every day we grind, we done we chill. Gotta get this money for this house on the hill. Everything's real when you work in the field. Gotta get a meal so my thugs can chill. Hot rock season. Skyscrapers, keeps moving fast, so I gotta get the paper. Keep it all legal, so no more capers. Driving G5, flying right by the haters.
Every single day I'm out tasting the paper.
Yeah.
Cause you can't find a love in the city, only the haters. So every day we grind, when we're done we chill. Every day we grind, when we're done we chill. Every day we grind.
The Lakers, no room for the fakers. Keep the lockdown, so we all moving majors. VIP service, chicks walking with the sprinkles. Somewhere secluded like my man Van Wink. Chillin', Cristal sippin', all my dogs chillin', with all the fives winning. Wrapped in silk seats, trying to get in them, trying to persuade them to get out that denim. That's how we do it, baby. West Coast ballin' on them, you know what I'm saying? That's how we get down. I ain't playin' with you, hey, I just wanna get with you.
That's a pretty track, huh?
Yeah, that OG doesn't.
Yeah,
every day.
Yeah, just it jogged my memory. Yeah.
And the thing about him, like he, you know, he works with Snoop and everything, and he has a lot of experiences, and you can see like on his social media when you follow him on Facebook and things, he'll tag you like, you know, he made mistakes in the past, but that doesn't define who he is, and if people can't get over it, then they need to move on, because he's going to continue to do greatness. And you know, I think that's a very bold thing for people to be able to say and do, you know, because facts are, everybody listening out there in this world, you know, the facts are this: everybody messes up in their life. Everybody.
No
doubt. Not one person is perfect in this world. So
I'm fucking that.
You know what I'm saying? If you can't forgive and move on, you know, I mean, there's a lot of people that in my life that I have forgave for my own sanity, right? To make sure that I will be okay, that my mind will be okay. It doesn't mean that I have to be best friends with them. Doesn't mean that I've got to keep them right by my side, but I can love them from afar. And I'm telling you guys, if you just forgive a little bit, just a little bit, you have much better peace. Because another thing is, too, and I tell my kids this a lot, if you are letting somebody be in your mind that much, that's a lot of control over you.
Yeah, no kidding. And I have personal experience in that, man. People can't let go. It's ridiculous. But, I mean, and you know another thing, Shells, a saying I don't like is you can't teach old dogs new tricks. And honestly, man, if you would have met me when I was living in Vegas, like, I was a hellion. Like, just, I remember coming home after all that time. My parents couldn't even stand me because I was just crazy. And I'm still me inside, of course. And, like, I did a lot of shit in my day. But, I mean, you can change it any time of your life, honestly. Like, I hate when people, yo, it's too long, I'm too into this. Okay, fine. You just don't have the willpower to do it. You can do whatever you want to do. And like you said, if you did some stuff in your past, don't think about it. Like, just try to change your future. That's all you can do. Past is past.
Right.
That's it.
And if people don't forgive you, you know what? Still move on, because that's on them. You don't have to keep trying to prove yourself to somebody. The only person you have to prove anything to is yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said earlier, if I can look in the mirror and I know that I'm happy with who I am, that's all that matters. Give yourself peace of mind, man. And
yeah,
I know
no
that, you know, we're all human. We all have things bother us. Believe me, I've had problems forgiving people before. I have been so mad and aggravated that I just didn't want to forgive them. But, you know, that's when I started learning that, you know, why am I letting this person take so much space into my life? Why
not? Yeah,
because
it's killing you. It's killing you. It's not doing anything to help anything. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it takes some time. Yeah, but it takes time to learn the first one, to get over something big. If you can get over that, the subsequent ones are much easier. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's a way of thinking. It's just a way of thinking, not letting things get under your skin too much. As long as you stay out of jail, I mean, yo, everyone can change. As long as you didn't mess up so bad that, you know, like, it's going to haunt you for the rest of your life. But everyone can change. And, yeah, I mean, forgiving it's a big part of being happy in life, no doubt.
It is. It really, truly is. And mm-hmm. I wish nothing, for everybody that's listening to us, I wish nothing but the best and the most happiness for each and every one of you. Because, you guys, life is so short. You know, in a blink of an eye. And my son, like, he just turned 18 Tuesday, you know, and I still look at him as 2 years old, you know what I'm saying, as 3 years old. And it's just like, wow, where did time go? And, you know, one thing I can say is, you know, it makes me feel good in my heart because my son was talking to me one day, and I've always been honest with my kids. Even when I've messed up in life, I've been honest with them, right? And mm-hmm. because it's very important to me. And I've always told them, you know, like, if, you know, I you know, my oldest has cerebral palsy, but it's very mild, right? And I tell the story sometimes, the doctor came in at 2 years old because they can't diagnose that until you're two, because they can't do an MRI until you're 2 years old, okay?
Okay.
So
yeah.
They did an MRI on him, and they came in, and they were like, look, he's, you know, this part of his brain is damaged. He's got cerebral palsy. He'll never be able to play sports. He'll never be able to be, you know, do this or that. And I completely lost. But I kept it contained because my son was sitting there. And I said, let me tell you something. I told the doctor. I said, don't you ever come in and tell my child what he's not going to be able to do. Because when you place restrictions on someone, that's when they restrict themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and
especially kids. Like, we had this discussion before, especially kids. Like, they, they look up to people. And, you know, honestly, Shelves, like, what percentage of people do you think that our parents shouldn't have been parents?
Oh, my God.
I'm saying, like, what, like 70% at least?
I would say like 60%, but yeah.
But, I mean, what I'm trying to get at is that they take cues from adults, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, having somebody in a position of respect, whether it be a parent or a doctor, like you're saying, or whatever, I mean, that it sticks with them. You think kids don't have memories at that age, but
I remember from when I was two. I can tell you
our
whole entire floor plan of our house. Because my mom was like, there's no way you remember anything from that. I'm like, look, our living room and kitchen was downstairs. The washer and dryer was there. You went upstairs. Your bedroom was on the left. There were two bedrooms on the right, which is my brother's and I. And the bathroom was at the end of the hallway. And she was like, oh, my God. You know what I mean? So
we talked about this. And you're so opposite from me. Just so opposite from me. And, like, what did I say when we talked? I said, I don't remember much of my life, but I know it was the shit. All I know, it was the shit.
Right. Well, but the thing was, and the doctor replied to me, you know, he's only two. And I was like, I remember from when I was two. Do you not think that something as bad as saying that you're not going to be able to do this and you're a little boy and you look forward to it is going to affect him or a little girl or whatever, you know?
Well, yeah, but even telling you that, even telling him to you, saying, like, I don't mess with people who put little – you know what I hate? The number one thing I hate in this world is passive aggressiveness. Honestly, it drives me insane. That's why I'm perfectly happy being single now, man. Honestly, I just – because I can't deal with the passive aggressiveness. Like, if you want to be aggressive, go ahead. You know what I mean? But passive aggressiveness is just it's got to be – and the thing is, I can figure it out. I know what you're doing. Like, I know what you're trying to get at. Just come out and say it. Don't be like, oh, God, I've wasted so many years of my life with some people, like, just passive-aggressive shit.
Yeah.
That's my speech, sorry.
Oh, that's okay. I just want people to know, you know, words are very powerful. Words are very powerful. And when you say something to somebody, you can't take it back. It's already said. Right? So the person's going to think about that. But my son actually talked to me, and because I told him, I said, you know, Jacob, just because you have a physical disability, because he did have to wear braces on his legs, you know, to help him when he was younger. And he still has one now that he wears sometimes. And I said, you know, just because people can see that you have a physical disability doesn't mean that defines you. Just remember that everybody has something about them that maybe you can see or maybe you can't see that they don't like, that they're not proud of, that bothers them.
You know, Shelves,
you know?
It's crazy you're saying this right now because I'm watching, like, in between talking and you know, I have my headless phones or my whatever, my headphones on. But I was just, while you were saying that, I was just watching American Ninja Warrior. And there's that one guy who has, like, just one leg. He's got a prosthetic. And, like, he was going crazy on that shit, man. Yeah, like, it's just in your mind. Everything that – so when you mess with someone's mind, I think that's the worst thing you could possibly do. True,
right.
In this world to somebody.
Well, and I try to tell him, too, like, you know, if somebody's being mean – I told my kids, all my kids this – if somebody's being mean towards you or aggressive towards you for no reason, they probably have something in their life that's really bothering them, right? And they're trying to take it out on somebody else. And, you know, I'll tell you, my son sat down and he talked to me and he told me, he said, you know, Mom, I appreciate what you had did for me when I was young without me even knowing what you were doing by putting the couch cushions down and having me jump, acting like we were on lava. It helped work his legs. You know what I mean? I took him to therapy 5 days a week. I mean, we worked at it. And he said, and it always has helped me to know that when somebody is being cruel, there's something going on in their life. And he told me, he said, you know, there was a kid in my class that was being really mean, and he was being mean to Jacob because, I mean, Jacob looks like he's going to be the easiest one to pick on, right, because he has a disability.
Mm-hmm.
And so he said, you know, I tried to be nice to him, and he finally came up and talked to me. And this kid had just been taken. His parents were meth heads, and they were cooking meth in the house, and they had meth people around, and they weren't feeding them, and they weren't clothing them, and, you know, not the right way. And so, you know, the little boy came and talked to Jacob, because Jacob asked him, he was like, is there something wrong? Do you need to talk about something? You know, one day when he was being mean to him, that's how my son replied to him. And the boy opened up to him, you know, and he watched his mom get blown up for making mess.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a crazy, crazy thing for a kid to go through. But it makes me feel good in my heart to know that, you know, my kids are going out in the world and they know that there's a lot out there, so much that you can never explain to your children, you guys. There's so much in this world, you can't prepare them for everything. But if they have a solid foundation and they have someone that they can depend on, it's very important in life to know that you have someone in there in your life that you can depend on, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So just be kind. That's all I'm going to say. Just be kind. Because you never know what somebody else is going through, you know? And we need more kindness in this world.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
I'm going to play. This is another artist that I absolutely love. And Maddie and I actually did an interview with him, which is Rapid Fire. I could not do a review of music and not have Rapid Fire on here, right? So Rapid Fire is from Columbia, South Carolina. He actually did 19 years in prison. And he's been out for about 5 years, and he's got Diamond Boys, the label, and he's making music all the time. And he's all in all a great guy.
Yeah,
you know?
He is.
So
yeah,
I'm going to play a little bit of...
But
he is straight, like, you don't mess with him. I'm not saying that. He's not a pusher.
Yeah.
But, you know, he is a genuine good dude. So let's play some Rapid Fire. I'm going to play In a Minute because we haven't played that one in a while.
Yeah, please. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Okay, let's get
Diamond boy, I've been shining bright. diamond boy, I had a diamond boy. Wish a nigga might snatch my chain, I'm a blinder boy. Still rolling 9 and certified Carolina boy.
So, yeah, you can feel that. Yeah, you can feel what he's trying to say in that chat, man.
Right. And, you know, yeah, it reminded me of a story. Yeah, here I go with another story, right? But anyway, so when I was a nurse, the first time, first of all, I was a CNA before I became a nurse, right? And then, because it only took a few months, and then I worked as a CNA until I became a nurse. But the first person, you know, you have to clean up people when they pass away. So the first person I ever cleaned up went in to clean up. They rigor mortis set in, and they set straight up, and I ran the hell out of the door, out of the facility, right? And I was still in training at the time. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, the dude just set up. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it freaked me the fuck out.
I think what's weird is that they let him sit that long, man. Like, it takes a minute.
No, it was just
getting
setting
to that
in.
State. Okay.
It was setting in. So when somebody passes away, like, you have to give the family time if they're there with them and stuff, and then you clean them up, right? So
yeah, of course.
The family had just left, and anyway, that happened. But here's what happened after that. So a few years later, after I was a nurse, I'm working at the hospital. Now, I worked float pool because that way I could work all over the hospital. And so I finally went into neuro. I specialized in traumatic brain injuries. But at this time, I was working, it was a midnight shift, right? And we had a patient. They said the patient had passed away, and they had already put the tag on him and everything. Because you do have to put a toe tag on them when you take them down to the mortuary, right? So you have to, as one of my jobs was in the middle of the night, because you don't have enough CNAs at night, is you actually roll the person down to the morgue, right? So I get the gurney, and I'm going to push. They were like, so you care to push them downstairs? I'm like, sure, yeah, that's fine. So I go to push them downstairs. I get an elevator, and a hand comes up and starts grabbing my wrist, right? I completely flip out. It was one of the security guards. He was underneath the sheet, and they had told me that it was a dead person, and it was actually somebody alive, and they
That's
thought
hilarious.
That was hilarious.
So how did that last track we played make you think about this?
Because he said, you know, toe tag him. That's why I was thinking of it.
That's a good story, Joe. That's funny,
yeah.
Man. Did you get my text?
I did, and it's so funny that you sent me that, because I was actually, I had it backwards, but I'm going to do it the way you said. So this is another artist that we had called TMS Beware. That's another one of Maddie's artists.
Yeah.
And
Maddie
M Management. You can actually go to his website, MaddieMManagement.com. Or no, MaddieManagement.com,
no,
I'm sorry.
It's MaddieManagement.com, yeah.
Yeah. So if you ever want to see what artist he has, you can go there and check him out. But
yeah,
TMS Beware.
Send me a note. Yeah.
Yeah.
Great, man.
He's a great guy.
I was with him. Yeah, he's been with me, I think, the second longest. So I think it was a couple of years in managing when he came to me and said, I'm the only artist you'll never need. I'm like, who is this motherfucker? And then so I wrote him back, and I'm like, okay, we'll see. So he sent me, you know how it goes after that. But so he started rapping, and, well, he was a rapper when I signed him. And then he's a great rapper, truly exceptional rapper. But then he decided he wanted to spend more time on production. So not only did he do his own beats, but he has a production studio. I think you can find it on the internet. I forget it exactly, but it's TMSBWARE. just search that and you'll find his website. But yeah, he just released an album, a collab album, called Entourage, which is unbelievable. And he doesn't even rap on it. It's all other people. And just the way that he can listen to a person's sound, individual sound, excuse me, and make a beat for it, it's unbelievable to me. It's kind of like West Coast Stone. That's
yeah.
where he completely makes it for the person. He specializes it for that person and their voice and exactly their singing style. So, yeah, this is my artist, GMS Beware. Could we play, which tracks you got?
I mean, I've got a whole bunch. I was going to play District Talk, but which one do you want to play?
What do you got from the last show that he was on?
I've got Lucang, My Mind, Going Up, Incognito, Out of Bounds, District Talk, Where That Money, in Slow Motion.
Play slow, can you play Slow Motion? I think I want Slow Motion.
Okay. All right, guys, this is Candace. Beware, Slow Motion, right here on Power Talk with Maddie M and Shells. Let's get it.
Yeah.
Slow motion, baby. Slow motion, baby. A little role play, a little reenact. Dice pineapples, what she want me to eat it at? Fuck on me like I'm your nigga. Gotta lay it spread like Joyce song. Slow motion, baby. Slow motion for me. Get in your stance, yeah. Well, I be damn, girl, you got me in a trance, yeah. No hands, yeah. Dancing like you fuck, girl, fuck me like you dance, y'all. Yeah. Slow motion, baby, slow motion for me. Get in your stance, y'all. Yeah. Well, I be damn, girl, you got me in a trance, y'all. Yeah. No hands, y'all. Dancing like you fuck, girl, fuck me like you dance, y'all. Yeah. Sneaky with it, freaky with it. Let me in it, ease a minute. You strippin', don't tease me with it. So when I'm slippin' in it, I like you in that position. Marathon, go the distance, overdose off this prescription. I like you, I look, let me get some more of it. You got tricks, girl, show me something. Pound that kick right out the oven. Another one, make it dope. Ooh, you feelin' on the rise. Good endurance, got us going all night. A little role play, a little reenact. Dice pineapples, what she want me to eat it at? Fuck on me like I'm your nigga. Gotta lay it spread like Johnson. Slow motion, baby, slow motion for me. Get in your stance, yeah. Well, I be damn, girl, you got me in a trance, yeah. No hands, yeah. Dancing like you fuck, girl, fuck me like you dance, yeah. Slow motion, baby, slow motion for me. Get in your stance, yeah. Well, I be damn, girl, you got me in a trance, yeah. No hands, yeah. Dancing like you fuck, girl, fuck me like you dance, yeah. I tricks, girl, let me keep it, be the town on sequence. No, she want it, no, she need it. Feeling the weakness. Spin again, double back, got 21 reasons. She a winner, she got power, that pussy undefeated. And missing at the time, don't stop, keep going on it. Slow motion on it. Pull your hair back while you choking on it. I like when them panties drop, I like when that pussy pop. Put it in my face, let me eat the cake. A little role play, a little reenact. Dice pineapples, what she want me to eat it at? Fuck on me like I'm your nigga. Gotta lay it spread like Johnson. Slow motion, baby, slow motion for me. Get in your stance, yeah. Well, I be damn, girl, you got me in a trance, yeah. No hands, yeah. Dancing like you fuck, girl, fuck me like you dance, yeah. Slow motion, baby, slow motion for me. Get in your stance, yeah. Well, I be damn, girl, you got me in a trance, yeah. No hands, yeah. Dancing like you fuck, girl, fuck me like you dance, yeah.
The TMS Beware, Slow Motion.
Yeah.
Right. I want to take a minute real quick and tell all of our listeners out there, we really appreciate you guys. You know, you can always catch Maddie and my show on Wednesday nights on Sideways with Shells and Maddie M right here on Top Star Hip Hop Radio at 9 p.m. And then Thursdays is Power Talk by GMAC Drama with Maddie M and Shells for the rest of the summer. Maddie will be the host, and I'll be co-hosting, too. Which we kind of just do our own thing anyway. We really don't really have a host, co-host. It's like, I don't feel like anyway.
We're two co-hosts.
Right.
Yeah. What's mine is yours, and yours is mine, girl.
Right, right. But we do appreciate you guys for listening and being a supporter mm-hmm. of us.
Yes,
you know,
sir.
It means a lot. It means a lot. Because without you, what good are we on here anyway? We'd just be talking to our damn selves, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So, great. So the next person I'm going to play, 7-4. Now, let me tell you a little bit about Teeny Python. He is originally from Chicago, and he is in Utah now, Salt Lake City, Utah. You can look him up on YouTube at P-Funk with 2 K's, The Last Disciple. And he's on Instagram, P-Funk, The Last Disciple, 7-4. But he is one of the only artists that I have a contract with because he does so many other things besides music. He also has Breadheads brand, Butthead's brand, and 40% and Girls Hustle Harder, and 40% of all that they make, they put back into the city, into the world. They have free golf events for children and families. They have an ice cream truck that they take around and give out free ice cream to the kids. They do a lot, and he's a really good guy, you know.
Yeah,
so,
he is.
Yeah. And
yeah,
when you talk about genuine.
Yeah, no, because you've known him forever, right? And I've known him for about, what, maybe 2 months now, 3 months? And honestly,
I can't.
How long have
you known that?
Yeah,
you've known
no,
him
me.
Since my
really?
Last tour last year.
Did I ever talk to him on?
Yeah, we did an interview on
so.
Power Talk with him. Yeah, we did.
Oh, well, back in those old days, girl, I didn't remember who the hell we did. Sorry. But, yeah, no, talk about one of the coolest guys ever. And honestly, his message of positivity it's inspiring. He's just such a pleasure to talk to, honestly.
Right. And he ends everything with one love. One love. There's one
yeah.
love. So, and also, another one from Salt Lake City is Lyric Two Vision. He's also a
mm-hmm.
positive, motivating person as well. And, you know, I love to be inspired. And when people are inspiring, it's I want more of it. So I want to be around those people, you know?
Oh, yeah. 100%.
So,
I love when he comes on the show. We just yeah, and Lyric
right.
too, yeah.
And has such a following. I'm telling you, our phone lines when they are on the show, like
oh,
we don't
yeah,
even have enough room.
Show.
Yeah, we don't even have enough room for all the callers. We have so many callers that call in, so the support and the love is there, and we're sending out good vibes and prayers for him today. Today's his last day in court. They're waiting on the verdict right now.
Oh,
so,
yeah, no doubt.
Yeah. So we are, you know, giving all good positivity to him. But I think that I was going to play, you know, actually I'm still going to. I'm going to play P-Funk, The Last Disciple, I'll Survive. This is one of my favorite songs.
Mm-hmm.
Thinking about doing the one with Lyric Two Vision, which one should I do?
There's so many, man. Do the one you wanted to play, the first one. I'll smile,
okay.
I like that one. Actually, the other
I'll
one's pretty good, too, man. But, yeah, go ahead. You decide.
We might play both of them. Let's
okay.
just go ahead and play this one. So this is Pete Bunker,
yeah.
Last Disciple, I'll Survive. Listen to the words, people, because, listen.
Yeah.
I'll survive
yeah.
the day. Yeah, let's go.
When I was a child, I spoke as a child.
1 Corinthians 13:11.
I understood as a child. When I became a man, I put away those childish things. Had to grow up. So it's been hard through this struggle. Really hard.
You would believe me if I told you about the life I'm living. They say I'll be dead by 18 or doing life in prison. My papa was a vice lord that never came home. So I had to pick up the pieces and be all grown. It was so hard, my mom couldn't send the man
I got you,
mama. The fact the rest of the family, they turned their back on me. At first, allow me, I was stuck in this self-pity. Till I realized that life could be so shitty. And fuck this world, cause I need nobody's sympathy. Cause God made me a man, I'ma stand too thick to be. And I know in this world that I'ma die all alone.
Cause I was born and struggled up in this danger zone. My papa told me, son, you gotta handle all your kids and do everything that you can, especially for the kids. Because if you don't, then you know you getting rolled over. And in this world you gonna look, but it's a cold shoulder. Cold. It's just lyrical, the game from the top of the dome. It's far, cause I left the crib, homie, it was home, sweet home. And now I'm alone in this cold world, who can I turn to? When the motherfuckers treat battle and bruise, nothing to lose, a nigga had to pay all my dues. Right from wrong, in control, nigga, I cruise. I get to be in the G-Ride, nigga, the dump. I had to grab the pistol, had to go to the pump. And when I was in these streets, a nigga couldn't speak. Had to sell that dog food, so my folks could all eat. My niggas did love the stress. If I look up to the sky, asking God to bless me. Niggas never seen the tears and the pain that I could hide. But my mama knows deep down inside of some cry. Cause last year was so hard, but I had to go on. I was shaking, started breaking, so I had to stand strong. And as a man, I did my best with the choices I made. And every day get confused, crying, panic with rage. But I know the world will never love me, nigga, for sure. And I might have to ride and represent the hood till it blow. If all my folks is gonna ride, nigga, gotta prevail. I don't wanna see my niggas get no more on the sale.
Come on, nigga.
Shit been hard out here. Man, barely surviving, nigga.
Shit,
I've been pissed, motherfucking poor.
But I'll survive the day.
I'ma make it today.
I'll survive the day.
Worry not for tomorrow,
I'll survive the day.
The worry for the day.
I'll survive the day. I'll survive the day.
That was Peace on the Last Disciple, I'll Survive.
Mm-hmm.
So, guys,
yeah.
Thank you all for listening tonight. We're going to wrap it up.
I guess OG Mac Drama couldn't make it today, which is strange. But anyways, yeah, thanks, everybody, for listening in. We really appreciate it. I had fun, Chelsea. Did you have fun?
Oh, I had a blast. And I love that our listeners stay with us and are out there. And, you know, next week, next Wednesday, guys, we're going to have a good show on Sideways with Shells and Maddie M. One of our guests that's going to be on is called, his name is Show Gutta. You all can look him up. He has a lot of amazing stories. He's from California. He's from Compton. And you can actually go online and look up Show Gutta and Kendrick Lamar. And just type that in, and the interview of him will come up because him and Kendrick grew up together. You will see him in the King Kunta video. He's the guy riding next to him. He's got the buck teeth, and he's all through the video. Cool Boy is actually in that video, too, because he's from Compton as well. Yes. Yeah. And then also in the you know that song, Stand Up, Sit Down? What's that song? Oh, my God, it's Kendrick Lamar. I can't even think of the name of it right now.
Oh.
Real? I can't believe it. But anyway, I can't believe I can't. that's so weird. I'm at a blank. I just got something going through my head, so I guess I'm just going crazy. But anyway, when he says, it's that Grey Poupon, Sugar is actually in that video, too. What on earth? Humble. Yeah, that's the name of it, Humble. Hey, thank you. One of the listeners texted me. That was cool. One of the listeners texted me on Instagram. Yeah, thank you. We appreciate that. But yeah, Humble. So he also has a cameo in that too. But he's going to be an awesome guest. He was on a tour with me last year. I've known him for years. And I'm excited to have him on. And then our other guest, I have between two or three, so we're going to see which one confirms with us, so it'll be a surprise. Just watch for the flyer, and, you know, we appreciate you guys.
So tune in, everyone. It's going to be dope.
Right. It's going to
be
a dope show.
It's only getting better on Sideways with Shells and Maddie M, yeah.
Right, absolutely. So on the way out, guys, I'm going to play a little bit of Bad Man Zay and Kris Kringle, which is On Go. It's a new song that they had came out with this past month, I believe it was. And then after that, the show will be over. But again, guys, we appreciate you listening. Maddie, love you always.
Yep.
I'm going to hit you up after the show. And to everybody out there, remember, keep grinding and shining, baby. Because one day, you're going to be exactly where you want to be. Right? Back.
Yep. All right.
Much love, everybody.
Yep. One.
Man, you know what the fuck it is, my man. Kris Kringle, bro.
Dirty World Pills.
Yeah.
Dirty.
One, two.
Dirty.
We get them pal like a stench. My niggas don't go. Yo. Niggas ain't asking no questions. Careful, my youngest is Rick.
Okay.
Try me and shit can get hectic. We hot as shit, ain't no turning down. Still get that love when we slide around. It be the end if you hear that pound. My hitters on go when that M around. Yo, yes I am high off some drugs. I hit the moves with my thugs. Midnight I'm riding with gloves. No fingerprints on the slug.
No.
We send that whole to the mug. I like the action it brings. I like the pack when it's cream. We break the green in the cream. You hit my line like a fiend, but I'm on the phone with OG. I leave the feds looking clueless. I move around like Frank Lucas. I'm so low-key to the shanks, but I keep an army of troopers. Shakers and movers who keep the smoke like a hooker. I'm like the Rock, you the other guy. I keep the pot where the oven lies. Put the work on the diet, we stay the size. Turn a 459 to a homicide. Yeah, Dirty World, we up next. Moving weight, no flex. Tell the DJ cut the check. Or I can't even do the set. Put in work and ride for the set. Taking off you niggas all set. Too much drip, these niggas upset. They gon' hate the shit I do next. Want a meal but still touching the grand. I need the bread in my hand like cable my bread on demand. They tell them police I'm the man. Yeah, I'm the man. Fuck a pig, put the bread on the ham. Got bail if we stuck in the jam. I get them canned like a spam. I get them clapped by a spam. Feel it a fam, that's the fam. We get them packed like a stitch. My niggas don't go. Niggas ain't asking no questions. Careful, my youngest is Rick. Try me and shit can get hectic. We hot as shit, ain't no turning down. Still get that love when we slide around. It be the end if you hear that pound. My hitters on go when that M around. We get them pal like a stench. My niggas on go. Niggas ain't asking no questions. Careful, my youngest is Rick. Try me and shit can get hectic. We hot as shit, ain't no turning down. Still get that love when we slide around. It be the end if you hear that pound. My hitters on go when that M around.
I put my team on the blitz. Play with me, you gon' get blicked. I don't do bro pop, my nigga, I'm rich. Niggas be playing about as hard as my bitch. I'm a real gangster in the club with the sticks. I could hit dog like I'm Michael B. Looking for trouble, no way he got rich. I'm with the gang, ain't no way you gon' win. Shoot some. Honey on the floor, I'ma do some. Straight up. Who run? Wait for the beef, they ain't do none. Straight up, I don't like how you niggas be looking. Play if you want, you gon' get your shit tookin'. I'm in the booth and I'm smoking on cookies. I told Mac drum at the 100 of
the book. We get them pal like a stench. My niggas don't go. Niggas ain't asking no questions. Careful, my youngest is Rick. Try me and shit can get hectic. We out of shit, ain't no turning down. Still get that love when we slide around. It be the end if you hear that pound. My hitters don't go when I am around. We get them pal like a stench. My niggas don't go. Niggas ain't asking no questions. Careful, my youngest is Rick.
Try me and shit can get hectic. We out of city, ain't no turning down. Still get that love when we slide around. It be the end if you hear that pound. My hitters on go when that M.